Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some modern mainstream jazz. Tonight we're going to continue highlighting the recorded works of Oliver Nelson, a noted composer, arranger, and great tenor sax player. We're going to do some recordings from his early work on the Prestige label. He was a very well thought of artist in the jazz idiom, and in around 67 he moved out to L.A. and to break into TV and film, and he did shows like Ironside, $6 Million Man, and Death of a Gunfighter, and did a lot of work in both TV and the movies. And then he died at a very young age of about 43, unfortunately, but a very creative guy. And so we'll highlight some of his work. We're going to lead off the show with his Prestige album, Meet Oliver Nelson. It includes Kenny Dorham on trumpet, along with Oliver on tenor sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is a little thing written by Oliver called Ostinato. Thank you. little thing called Ostinato, written by our highlight artist of the week, Oliver Nelson, from his album on the Prestige label, Meet Oliver Nelson. That was Oliver, of course, there on tenor sax. Kenny Dorman took a fine trumpet solo, Ray Bryan on piano. Okay, now we'll do a little ballad here by Lou Donaldson, great alto sax man. This is Lou on alto, Horace Silver on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, Art Taylor on drums, doing a Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein evergreen, The Things We Did Last Summer. Alto sax sounds of swinging Lou Donaldson. Back now to our highlight artist of the week, which is Oliver Nelson, tenor saxman, arranger, composer, and this is from his Prestige album, the second album he cut on a Prestige label called Taking Care of the Business. A little unusual instrumentation, but it works well. Along with Oliver on tenor sax, we have Lem Winchester on vibes, Johnny Hammond Smith on organ, George Tucker on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. This is a little thing written by Oliver called Lou's Good Dues. Thank you. Bluegill Swinger put together by Oliver Nelson called Lou's Good News, and that was from Oliver's album, Taking Care of the Business. You also heard Lynn Winchester there on Vibes and Jimmy Hammond Smith on organ. Okay, now we're going to play one of the pioneers of modern bop, and that is the brilliant pianist Bud Powell. This is a little composition he put together called Cleopatra's Dream, and he's backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Let's listen to Cleopatra's Dream. Thank you. Ron Paul on piano, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums, doing his own composition, Cleopatra's Dream, which was released on the Blue Note label. Okay, now we're going to go back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and that's Oliver Nelson, tenor sax man, composer, arranger. And this is from his album on the Prestige label. I think it was the third album he cut on Prestige, called Screamin' the Blues. And along with Oliver on tenor sax, we've got Eric Dolphy on sax, Richard Williams on trumpet, Richard Williams on bass, or piano, I'm sorry, George DeVivier on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. This is a little thing written by Oliver called The Meetin'.
Thank you.
a little board fade on that tune. That wasn't done in this, in here in our studio. That was done in the recording studio. That was a little thing called The Meetin' from Oliver Nelson's album, Screamin' the Blues. Of course, that was Oliver on tenor sax. And we had Eric Dolphy on sax also, Richard Williams on trumpet, Richard Williams on piano. Okay, we do something by trumpet man Miles Davis. This is the title track from his album on the Prestige label, Blue Haze. Composition is written by Miles, and backing up Miles' fine trumpet is Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Thank you. Slow Blues by trumpet man Miles Davis. It's a title track from his prestige album, Blue Haze. Miles was there on trumpet. Horace Silver was there on piano. Percy Hayes on bass. And the great Art Blakey on drums. Returning now to our highlight artist of the week. This is tenor man Oliver Nelson, along with two other tenor men, King Curtis and Jimmy Forrest. It's a trio of tenor men, and the album is appropriately called Soul Battle, as these three tenor men battle it out on this particular track. A gentleman named Gene Casey on piano, not familiar with him. The great George DeVivier on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. This is a tune called, written by Oliver Nelson, called Anna Cruz.
Thank you.
was our featured artist of the week, Oliver Nelson, great composer, arranger, tenor sax man, from his prestige album, Screamin' the Blues. And along with, this is from Soul Battle, along with King Curtis on tenor sax, Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, and that was, of course, Oliver Nelson on tenor sax. It was a real soul battle on the tenor sax. Okay, now we're going to turn on a little a big band thing that was put together by Cannonball Adderley. And this is a title track from the album African Waltz. Track from Cannonball Adderley's album African Waltz. Of course, that was Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, going all the way through on that, with a great big band behind him. Okay, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz now here for the last better part of the last hour, and we hope you've enjoyed the swinging sounds. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. So hope you make it a habit of joining us each and every Sunday night. We enjoy bringing the modern mainstream sounds to you. Now we're going to close out the first hour with something from our highlight artist of the week, Oliver Nelson. This is an album cut on a prestige label called the Afro-American Sketches. It's a big band. I don't know all the personnel in the band. They do list Jerry Dodgen on flute and Joe Newman on trumpet as a couple of soloists. This is a track called Emancipation Blues.
Thank you.